You are tuned in to Motivation of Monday, the podcast version. I am yours truly, God's servant, Bishop Lamonte Calvin. Yes, this is the place where you will be empowered by the word and through the word. So text someone, call someone, and let them know that Motivation of Monday, the podcast version, is ready. I pray that you are blessed through the word and by the word. So get ready, because it's that time. What is that time? It's word time. Be blessed. Oh, we are excited. Come on, we thank God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God so much for who he is. We thank God for all that he has done and all the blessings that God is going to do. I want to welcome you. I am God's servant, Bishop Lamonte Calvin. I want to welcome you to the podcast. We want to thank God for you tuning in, logging, or downloading this portion of Motivation of Monday, the podcast version. As we know, always, this is where we release a word and empower you to go the rest of your day, mostly the rest of your life. And so we just truly thank God for all of you that have tuned in. Thank you for being a part of Motivation of Monday, the podcast family. You can also be a part of the Facebook and YouTube family. We're live every Monday at 10 a.m. on Facebook and YouTube. Amen. That's every Monday morning at 10 a.m. And so we'll be glad for you to tune in and glad for you to log in and hear a word from the Lord, a whole different message as this from the podcast. But we'll be grateful and thankful that you tuned in. Now, if you would love to be a blessing to this ministry, you may do so on Cash App. You can cash tag Dr. Lamonte Calvin or go to Givelify and look up New Direction Outreach Ministries, and you can give that way. For our first-time viewers, I want to welcome you again. First-time listeners. I want to welcome you again. I want to thank you for, amen, being able to be a part of the podcast and being a part of what God is doing. As I pastor, as I lead, and as I oversee great things, I love to see when people come along and know that there is a change and there's a difference taking place. So we want to thank God for that. Well, we won't hold up the time. We won't hold your time. I thank God that you're, whatever you're doing, whether you're cleaning, whether you're getting ready for an event, whether you're driving along, this is the place for you to hear a word. So guess what time it is? It's word time. It's time for the word of the Lord. Let's go into the book of Mark, the fifth chapter. I want to expound on the word of the Lord from Mark, the fifth chapter, around about the 24th verse, very familiar passage of scripture. We know that God is the healing God. He's the blessing God. In verse 24, it says, "And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For he said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." If she said it. "And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing that in himself that the virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples said unto him, thou seest multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had been done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." My God, this woman had an issue. The Bible said in verse 25, a certain woman who had an issue 12 years, but she made up in her mind that if I can touch the hem of Jesus' garment, of his clothes, I'll be made whole. And she was made whole. I want to talk to you about pressing beyond the issue. Pressing beyond the issue. Yes, pressing beyond the issue. What is the issue? It is something that comes up against you, something that comes to compress. I mean, something that comes to pressure you, something that comes against you. It is the thing that comes, amen, to harass you. It is that thing that comes to distress you. It is an issue. It is something that calls you many days of sleep, many nights of sleep, many days of worrying, many times of depression and stress. But we're going to cause this moment that you're going to press beyond the issue. Yes, I know we've all had issues. We've all had situations we had to deal with, but we're going to press beyond the issue. Now, as I look at this story, I look at the fact that Jairus had called Jesus. Now, the Bible, when it says he had followed him, he talking about Jairus. Jairus had called because his daughter was sick. And Jairus, as Jesus was following Jairus, there come this woman, amen, with an issue of blood. It was a situation where she found herself that she was dealing with this issue of blood, and she had dealt with it for 12 years. She had dealt with this thing too long. And the Bible said, and when he came, he followed him, and they thronged him. In other words, many people were trying to get to Jesus, but there was no one that's willing to touch him like this woman. Could it be that your case is a case where God said, when you finally make up in your mind that you're going to give it to Jesus, when you're going to give it to God, this will be a case known in history. It will be a case known in all the histories of issues. And the Bible said a certain woman, meaning this is a specific woman. This is a woman that was chosen out of all of the stories that we can extrapolate, could be extrapolated from the time of Jesus' ministry. This Mark pulls out this story that a certain woman is a particular woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. Now, let's think about it. Now, we have a situation, and we know this was a flux of blood. This was when this woman's cycle never ended. It continued to flow. Now, in the Bible days when that happened, and you can read in Deuteronomy, and you can find out when those times happened, you had to realize that you cannot touch, you couldn't be around people. You couldn't be, in the book of Leviticus, I'm sorry, Leviticus, the 15th chapter, you can read about that. Now, in those days, you couldn't be around no one. Everything you touched became unclean. And so she was dealing with this for 12 years. I didn't say 12 hours. I didn't say 12 days, 12 years. In other words, she dealt with this thing for a long time. She dealt with it for a whole, amen, over time that we think that God, by now, I should be healed. Come on. How many of you dealt with some things and you said, by now, I should be over this. By now, I should be beyond this. By now, this thing should be leaving me alone. It is harassing me. It is getting on my nerves. It's really getting on that next to the last nerve. And I'm tired of it. How many of you sick and tired of being sick and tired? How many of you tired of going through the same thing, dealing with the same disaster, dealing with the same stuff over and over, a day by day, hour by hour, month by month, week by week, second by second? She went to sleep with the issue. She woke up with the issue. She went to the store with the issue. She went to, amen, into her place of abiding with other people with the issue. She just had the issue all the time. How many of you tired of dealing with that same issue that you wish that God can get it out of your life? Well, this is the season that you make up in your mind that even though I have this issue, even though I have this situation, I'm still going to press beyond the issue. And the Bible said she suffered from many physicians. First of all, let's deal with pressing. What do you mean, Bishop Calvin, when you said press? The act to up on through steadily pushing or thrusting force exerted in contact. Assault, you're going to squeeze with an instrument to desire this city and smoothness. Here it is. To exert influence, to try hard, to persuade, to beseech. Here it is. To move by means of pressure. There it is. That's the word I wanted to say. To move by means of pressure. You're going to go because of your pressure. You've been pressured by this issue. You've been dealing with this issue, and you're going to move by any means. And you're saying, by any means necessary, I'm going to do what God has called me to. By any means necessary, I'm going to go beyond this thing. And the Bible said, and she had, in verse 26, it says, and she had suffered from many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Hey, man, this is a situation where she could have gotten bitter, but instead she wanted to get better. My God, this is the hour that instead of you getting bitter, sir, instead of you getting bitter, ma'am, you're going to get better. Don't allow the issue to become your excuse. The reason you make current decision is because of your pain, because of your issue, because of the things, but you're not going to allow that to be your excuse. She could have said, my God, I went through all these doctors. I guess this is meant for me to have this. I guess I just need to have the issue. I need to be the woman that with the issue of life, but this is not the moment that you suffer from this thing for the rest of your life, sir. This is not the season you suffer from that thing. You're going to get rid of that issue. I know that it happened in your childhood. I know it may have happened in your young adulthood, but you're going to go beyond the issue. When you're trying to get to things resolved, be careful of who you let get involved. I said, when you're trying to get things in resolved, when you're trying to get things resolved, be careful of the people you let get involved. She had went and trusted the physicians year after year, or time after time. She trusted the physician, but she grew worse. This is not the moment you're going to grow worse, but I decree that sometime, that I have a decree right now that you're going to get better. But come on, sometime we are involving people that instead of us getting better, we begin to get bitter. Instead of us getting better, we get worse. And so this is the moment that we're decreeing over your life that you're going to get better. Yes, this is the hour you're going to get better. When you take a temporary solution to solve a permanent problem, you'll find yourself bitter. But today we decree that you're going to get better. Because why? You're going to press beyond the issue. You're going to be pressed beyond the pain. You're going to press beyond all of the things. You're going to press beyond the letdown. You're going to press beyond the betrayal. You're going to press because this has become an issue in your life. It has become an issue in your life, in your family life, and you're going to press beyond it. Amen. Because this is not the time for you to give up. This is not the time for you to say, but the woman said up in her mind, she said, even though I suffer from many physicians, oh, but the real healer is in the place. And because the Bible said when she had heard that Jesus came, heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched her garment. But she had said, if I may touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. Yes, this is the season you talk to yourself. Okay, let me say it again. I said, this is a season you talk to yourself. This is the season you said, this is my last day dealing with this situation. This is my last week going to go around this mountain. This is my last month going to have to pay a price for somebody else's mistake. This is the last time you're going to go around. And she began to speak to herself. She said, if I can just touch but his clothes, I'll be made whole. And even though the press was in the way, she said, I'm going to keep on pressing. She's pressing beyond the issue. She said, even though this issue is holding me back, even though this issue can keep me from getting in the crowd, I'm going to press beyond. And how many of you know she was in the midst of the press? And while she was in the midst of the press, my God, she began to press behind. Sometimes God will bring you from behind. I'm about to touch somebody right now. I say, sometimes God will bring you from behind to put you in front, because you're dealing with that issue for so long, you've been in the back, you've been behind, but God is going to put you in a place where you can go up front. You're going to be in front. The Bible said the first shall be last and the last shall be first. You will last for too long. You went through this too long, and God is getting ready to put you up. He's getting ready to spread the gate. He's getting ready to open the door. He's getting ready to make room for you. Amen. This is the moment. This is a chance to make it out of the position. Amen. She said, I'm going to seize the moment. This is not the season to be scared, but this is the moment that you take a chance. Yes, this is not the moment to be scared, but you're going to take the chance. You're about to break some rules. Come on. There's been some rules put in place. She broke the Leviticus 15 rule. Amen. She said, this is my, I've gone through this too much. I'm about to break some rules. Some of these rules have been put in place for you to be hindered. Some rules have been put in place for you to be bound. But this is the moment, sir. You're going to break some rules. This is the moment. You're about to break the curse. This is the moment. You're about to break it, sir, ma'am. You're about to break the rule. You're going to break the rules of what people have put in place for you to stay bound, for you to stay hostage, for you to stay in a place of suffering. And she said, I'm going to touch but the hem of, I'm going to touch his clothes. And my God, she went behind the press and she touched the clothes. Amen. And this was she said to herself, for she had said, if I could just touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. This is when desperation becomes determination, my God. And when you allow desperation to become determination, you will receive manifestation. I better say that again to somebody. I said, when you allow desperation to become determination, you will receive manifestation. You will not get in the feeling, but you will get in your, you will not give in your F-E-E-L-I-N-G, but you're getting ready to experience the F-I-L-L-I-N-G. You're getting ready to experience the filling of God. You know the word, I'm about to be healed. He's Jehovah Rapha. And she recognized that this was Jesus, and I'm not going to allow the opportunity that Jesus is coming through for me to miss this moment. And she started pressing beyond the crowd. This is your hour, sir. This is your hour, ma'am. This is your hour to press beyond the pressure. Press beyond the crowd. Press beyond those that are in the way. Press beyond, amen, those that are, amen, seeming to oppress you. Press beyond that issue, that family issue, that child issue, that job issue, that business issue. Come on, that personal issue, that mind issue, that thought issue. You got to press beyond it because it will not hold you back. You're not going to get bitter. You're going to get better. You're going to press and you're getting ready to break the tradition and the curse. You're getting ready to break out of the situation. You're getting ready to break out of the hindrance. You're getting ready to break out of it because you're going to press. You're going to make up in your mind that you're going to be free from the issue. I decree today that you're going to be free from the issue. Keep pressing for the blessing. Oh my God. I say, keep pressing for the blessing. And she was pressing for what she needed from God. She wasn't worrying about who was looking at her. She wasn't worried about who talking about her. She wasn't worried about who was trying to keep her from Jesus. But she began to press and be pressed beyond the crowd. When you press beyond the crowd, you will reach your destination of healing. I said, when you press beyond the crowd, you will reach your destination of healing. Not just a healing, but not just a moment of a temporary service or temporary healing, but you're going to be made whole. And Jesus said, who touched my clothes? And the disciples said, Lord, by all this time, all these people that's touching you, you saying, who touched you? This touch is different. My God, I want to talk to somebody this morning or this afternoon or whatever time you're watching this, listening to this. Your touch is going to be different. God want you to touch. Amen. Jesus said, you're going to touch him in another way. Your issue is different. Your issue is, amen, is on a different level. And so when you release that issue, it's going to touch heaven. My God, whatsoever you bound the earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So therefore, when you loose this issue, it's going to be loosed in heaven. When you bind this issue on earth, it shall be bound in heaven. It's getting ready to touch beyond the places you have only gone. Then Jesus said, looked at her and said, daughter, that thing that you have done, not only have it you been healed, watch this. He said, but you have been made whole of the plague. He said, go in peace and be whole of the plague. In other words, you're not just going to be healed, you're going to be made whole. My God, I said, you're not only going to be healed, but you're going to be made whole. That thing, that issue that you were dealing with is no longer going to influence your day. The thing that you've been dealing with is not going to interrupt your thoughts. It's not going to interrupt your flow because God said you're going to be made whole. You're going to be made whole from the relationship. You're going to be made whole from the letdown. You're going to be made whole from the betrayal. You're going to be made whole from all the things, the molestation, the depression, the stress, come on, the psychological difficulties, the psychological problems, the psychological, amen, fights that you've had to deal. God said, I'm going to make you whole. He said, keep your mind stayed on me and I'll keep you you. And if your mind be stayed on the Lord, he'll keep you in perfect peace. You're getting ready to walk in peace like never before. And the Bible lets us know, being confident of this very thing, he which had begun the good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. You're going to press beyond the issue. You're going to press beyond the pressure. You're going to press beyond all the things that you have gone through. You're going to press beyond so you can receive the blessings of God, so you can get your healing, you can get your breakthrough, you can get, amen, what God has for you. So this day, I want to decree in your life that you're going to press beyond the issue. This day, I want to decree in your life that you're going to press beyond those things that have happened to you. This day, I want to decree in your life that as you go forth, as you press beyond the pressure, beyond the issue, beyond the crowd, you're going to receive what God has for you. And the woman was made whole. Can you imagine 12 long years and all of the sudden, bam, this thing happened to her? Can I inform you, God is getting ready to do a quick work. What you've been dealing with years, what you've been dealing with months, what you've been dealing with for days, God's going to do a quick work. According to Joel 2 and 25, he said, I will restore the years the cankerworm, the pomper worm, the locust, the caterpillar has eaten, my great army. He said, I will restore. He's going to restore you. He's going to restore your health, ma'am. He's going to restore your health. He's going to restore your mind. He's going to restore your peace. He's going to restore your joy. He's going to restore you. He's going to restore your identity, because you've been dealing with this issue. And because you've been dealing with this issue, you've lost who you are. You've lost your own confidence. You've lost your self-esteem. But God is getting ready to restore you. Get ready for this moment. Get ready for this season. God is getting ready to restore you back to the place that you need to be. And I promise you that when you press beyond the pressure, when you press beyond the issue, God will get you to the place that you need to be. I pray that you receive this word today. I pray that you go forth in the present. Don't let the crowd stop you. Don't let the situation stop you. Don't let the things that were before you stop you. But God is getting ready to take you to places. And I promise you, it's not over because you're going to press. It's not over because you're going to continue to press. It's not over because you're going to keep on moving to the place of God. It's not over because why? Because you're going to be pressing. God didn't give up on you, and you're not going to give up on yourself. So keep on pressing, sir. Keep on pressing, ma'am. Keep on doing what God called you to do. And I decree that when you press, you will be blessed. When you make determination becomes your, amen, when desperation becomes determination, you will receive the manifestation. I pray this word has been a blessing to you. I pray that you would share it with someone. Tell somebody that you're pressing beyond the issue. And if you would like to be a blessing to this podcast, once again, you can go to our Cash App, #, Dr. Lamonte Calvin, or Givelify. Look up New Direction Outreach Ministry. But whatever you do, sir, whatever you do, ma'am, press beyond the pressure. Press beyond the issue, because it's not over for you. And God is going to give you great things. I love you. I'm yours truly, God's servant, Bishop Lamonte Calvin. And I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to the next time on this podcast. And remember, your now is not your later. Be blessed.